Completely different subject. A new way of creating solid batteries could store more energy and make them last a lot longer. Now, lithium-ion batteries are now pretty much the standard high-performance rechargeable battery. They have a relatively high capacity and are becoming more affordable, and you find them in most laptop and phone batteries, and they've recently been used in things like the Tesla Roadster sports car. However, there are still major issues. The cathodes slowly change shape and degrade over time. This causes an electric car battery to sometimes only last 2 to 3 years, which is a real problem with a car with such a short lifespan. This is related to the batteries using a liquid electrolyte which carries ions between the electrodes, which also requires lots of infrastructure to hold everything apart, avoid short circuits, and keep the electrolyte in. Now, one solution to this problem is to use a solid electrolyte, which sounds quite surprising, but you can get solids which will allow ions to move within them while still remaining a solid. Unfortunately, these normally have to be made using vacuum deposition techniques, like how you'd make a computer chip, which are very, very expensive, and you could never scale them up to a car battery, for example. However, a company called Planar Energy has developed a process for making these solid-state batteries using printing techniques, which are far cheaper than deposition. They've also apparently increased the conductivity of their solid electrolyte to be comparable with the conventional electrolytes, and they've made high-quality electrodes using a chemical self-assembly process, where reactions between the inks and the surface can produce complex structures with much, much better properties. Apparently, these batteries have a capacity similar to the best high-performance conventional batteries, but should survive much longer, have about 3 times the capacity, lose energy more slowly so they don't self-discharge, and be safer than conventional lithium-ion batteries, which do have a horrible tendency to occasionally catch fire, which has caused great embarrassment to various big companies. Even if they don't manage the half the current price per kilowatt hour, which they're promising, they do sound like a very interesting technology for many applications.
Very interesting stuff. Aren't solid batteries at a slight disadvantage in because the ions have to move through something solid, it means that they take longer to charge, and actually changing the amount of current you're pulling out of one takes longer than it would do with a liquid battery?
Well, that's part of the breakthrough here, is because they've increased the conductivity of the solid electrolyte up to similar to a liquid one. That shouldn't be a major problem.
Excellent. Chris?
Yes, well, hopefully that will save me the ignominy of having my shaver go flat when I'm on holiday, which seems to keep happening if I can find better batteries for it.